这个利未记就是这个祭司的手册。
Leviticus is like a manual for the priest.
利未记里头啊，记载着这个祭司如何来准备自己，来执行他们的工作。
And in the book of Leviticus, many instructions were written for the priests to perform their work.
啊，尤其是在利未记第八章里头啊，记载着他们在工作之前，他们如何准备自己。
And especially in Leviticus chapter 8, there are many instructions for the priests to prepare themselves before the work.
那我们在读这个利未记第八章的时候，我们可以发现呢，有两件重要的事情。
By reading Leviticus chapter 8, we can find two things.
我们请看利未记第八章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记第八章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 9.Verse 9, and he put the turban on his head, and also on the turban on its front, he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord had commanded Moses.
这里最后一句话说啊，是照着神所吩咐摩西的。
The last phrase here, it is written, as the Lord had commanded Moses.
那这样的句子啊，在第八章里头反复的出现。
And this type of phrase also appear in the latter half of chapter 8.
所以照着神吩咐摩西的啊，这是利未记第八章里头的一个重点。
And the phrase as the Lord had commanded Moses is an emphasis in chapter 8.
请再念第十节。
And let's also read verse 10. Verse 10, also Moses took the anointing oil,and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it, and consecrated them.
11.
Verse 11. He sprinkled some of it on the altar seven times, anointed the altar and all of its utensils, and the laver and its base to consecrate them.
12.
Verse 12. And he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head, and anointed him,to consecrate him.
那在这个第八章里头，另外一个一再出现的，就是说使他成使成圣使东西成圣或者使人成圣。
Another word that appeared repetitively in chapter 8 is the word to consecrate.
那今天晚上呢，我们就根据这两个重点，我们来做一些查考。
And tonight, I would like to use these two points to have a discussion.
第一个就是一切要照着神的吩咐。
And the first one is everything should be as the Lord had commanded.
那为什么要这样子呢？
Why it should be like this?
因为照这里头这里头有这个它属灵的意义跟功效。
Because it has a spiritual meaning and spiritual effect.
我们请看第八章第三节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 3, and gather all the congregation together at the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
这里说所有 的这些会众要到会幕的门口。
Here it says, gather all the congregation together at the door of the tabernacle.
所以祭司在做这些事情的时候，他们是公开的让大家看见的。
So when priests perform these duties, they do it publicly and let other people see.
那就是要老百这些百众百姓能够以后尊重这个祭司所要做的工作。
So the congregation can respect.Afterward, what the priest has done.
这些事情是神特定指定神指定祭司来做的。
Because these things, God directly instruct the priest to do it. Then,
当主耶稣来到世上的时候
，When Jesus descend to the earth,
主耶稣他来到施洗约翰那里。
Jesus approached John the Baptist.
主耶稣要求接受施洗约翰的洗。
Jesus asked John the Baptist to baptize him.
那也是在一个公开的场合。
And that was also a public occasion.
那主耶稣从水里上来。
And when Jesus rose from the water,
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
There was a voice from heaven saying, "This is my son. This is my beloved."
这个施洗约翰也看见圣灵仿佛鸽子降在主耶稣的身上。
And John the Baptist also saw Holy Spirit like a dove descend onto Jesus.
所以要这个老百这些百姓们啊，也能够来认定、来尊重啊主耶稣所要做的工作。
So in this matter, it wants the congregation also to accept and respect Jesus' work.
就好像今天我们领受了圣灵。
Just like us today, we receive the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是听得见、看得见的。
The Holy Spirit can be heard and can be seen.
我们就再请看利未记第八章第六节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 8, verse 6. Verse 6, then Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water.
在这里讲到说，这个祭司啊，他们工作之前啊，他们要用水啊来洗自己的身体。
Here it mentioned that priests before performing duty, they have to wash themselves with water.
要洁净自己，然后才来做服事的工作。
They need to purify themselves before they serve.
那今天我们在服事神的事情上面也有这样，也应该有这一层的意义。
And this type of meaning, is also applied today when we serve the Lord.
我们感念神的恩典。
We give thanks to God's grace.
所以我们很愿意来参与教会的工作。
Therefore, we willingly participate in the holy work.
那我们也要常常来洁净自己。
But we also need to purify ourselves continuously.
那今天我们就是借着道理啊来洁净自己。
And today, by the words of God, we purify ourselves.
我们请参考诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 109.
一百一十九篇。
Chapter 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇第九节。
Psalm chapter 119, verse 9. Verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to your word?
这里告诉我们呢，我们这个学习神的道理，我们遵行神的道理啊，能够洁净我们的行为。
Here you mentioned that by taking heed according to God's word, we can cleanse ourselves.
我们一个要侍奉神的人，我们要常常领受神的话语。
For us who are to serve God, we need to continuously listen to His word.
那不但听神的话、神的教训，而且去遵行。
And not only listening to his word and his instruction, but also to heed them.
因为我们要为神工作，我们要服侍神。
Because we are to work for God and we are to serve God.
我们在利未记的第八章第七节到第九节这里我们请看回利未记第八章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 8.
第八章从第七节到第九节啊，是提到说，你要给这个祭司穿上这个他们的衣这个制服。
From verse 6 to verse 9, it talks about the priests also have to put down their clothes.
那这个在这个属灵上的意义也是非常的重要。
And this also has a spiritual meaning.
我们要穿上这个好像祭司穿上这个祭司的衣服然后来侍奉神。
And we are to be like priests putting on the tunic. and serve God.
我们请参考启示录的第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7, verse 13. Verse 13. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?
14节.
Verse 14. And I say to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
啊，这里说有这个约翰啊，他看见这些穿白衣服的人。
Here he mentioned John saw, those people in white robe.
啊，那这些呢，就是这些啊得救的圣徒。
And this, represent, the believer who have been saved.
那第十四节说，为什么他们能够有这个白衣服呢？说这个是用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And in verse 14, it mentioned why they were wearing the white robe because they were washed, in the blood of the Lamb.
啊，所以我们每一个人都拥有这件啊这个白的衣服。
Therefore, every one of us has this white robe.
啊，因为我们都接受了。啊，主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
Because we have all received the baptism.
啊，不但这样子，我们请再看启示录的十九章。
Not only this, let's also turn to Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章第八节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. Verse 8. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine.Linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
那这里说到另外一个白衣服的意思呢，就是圣徒所行的义。
Here it mentioned another meaning of this white robe is the righteous acts of the saints.
就是我常常提起的说，我们不但要被称义，而且我们再进一步的，我们要行义。
Therefore, not only we need to be consecrated,
justified,
but we also need to carry out the righteousness.
哦，那这样子呢？我们穿着白衣来服侍神。
In this manner, we wear white robe and serve God.
在利未记第八章里头又提到说，他们要抹上这个圣膏。
In Leviticus chapter 8, also mentioned that they need to be anointed with anointing oil.
哦，那我们都知道这个膏啊，在圣经里头常常就是指着这个圣灵。
And we know that this anointing oil in the Old Testament often represent the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们教会的一些工作，我们会要求说啊，不但受过洗，而且要领受圣灵。
Therefore, many of our church's holy work, we require the people who are going to perform it to.Not only be baptized, but also have received the Holy Spirit.
而且我们啊，服侍神的人，我们要常常追求被圣灵来充满。
And for people who are serving God, they need to continuously pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的帮助啊，我们能够在灵性上不断的长进。
And by the help of the Holy Spirit, we can grow in spirit continuously.
好，那我们能够成为一个神所喜悦的人，神所喜欢的人。
So we can become a person who are liked by God.
好，我们常常是很看重我们做了多少事情。
We sometimes emphasize too much on how many things we have done.
好，我们常常很在意我在做什么事情。
Sometimes we focus too much what type of work are we doing?
其实啊，神所看重的是我们这个人是不是得神的喜悦。
But what God really emphasizes is this person really, liked by God?
在利未记第八章里头也提到说，啊，祭司在他们工作之前呢，啊，他们要先为自己来献这个啊赎罪祭跟燔祭。
And Leviticus chapter 8 also mentioned that.Before the priests perform their duties, they need to offer burnt offering and sin offering for themselves.
因为他们也是人，也带着肉体、血肉之体。
Because they are also human and they have They have a human body.
啊，所以啊，他在生活当中啊，他们也是会有软弱，也是会有过错。
Therefore, they have their weakness and mistake in their life.
所以啊，他们也要立志啊，来过着一个得神喜悦的生活。
Therefore, they also need to set a goal to live a life liked by God.
啊，今天我们啊服侍神的人，我们也常以这个做目标。
For us today, who serve the Lord, we need to set this goal as well.
常常问我们自己，我们是不是得神的喜悦呢？
We should ask ourselves continuously, are we liked by God?
所以啊，我们在生活当中，我们看到自己的软弱，自己的过失。
Therefore, in our daily life, we need to find our weakness and find our mistake.
那求神能够赦免我们。
And pray to God that He can forgive us.
更进一步的求神帮助我们能够改正。
Furthermore, ask God to change us so we can be better.
我们请参考路加福音第六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章四十二节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 42. Verse 42, or how can you say to your brother, Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye.
祭司很重要的工作就是为百姓献祭。
One of the important tasks the priest has to perform is to offer sacrifice for the congregation.
常常为百姓替百姓来献上这个赎罪祭。
They need to often offer sin offering for the people.
那百姓犯错了，他们要献上赎罪祭。
If the people commit a mistake and they need to offer and sin offering.
但是在为百姓献之前，这个祭司他们也要为自己来先献这个赎罪祭。
But before they offer for the people, they need to offer one for themselves.
这个对我们是一个很重要的提醒。
And this is an important reminder for us.
因为我们很容易看到别人的软弱，别人的缺点。
Because it is very easy for us to see others' weakness and others' shortcoming.
但这不等于说我们就没有软弱，没有缺点。
But it doesn't mean that we do not have weakness and we do not have shortcomings.
所以当时神要求祭司要先为自己献赎罪祭。
Therefore, at that time, God required the priest to offer sin offering for themselves first.
意思就是先求赦免，先改掉自己的缺点。
Which is to ask for forgiveness for themselves first and to wipe away their weakness first.
那祭司也要先为自己献上这个燔祭。
And the priests also need to offer burnt offering for themselves first.
他们侍奉神是甘心乐意的。
They willingly serve the Lord.
他们侍奉神是要全心全意的去侍奉神。
And they have to serve God wholeheartedly.
那什么叫做甘心乐意、全心全意呢？
And what does it mean that to serve God willingly and wholeheartedly?
所以他们照着神吩咐摩西的，他们做了一些事情。
Therefore, they do certain things according to what God commanded Moses.
那记载在利未记八章的二十二节到三十节。
And it is recalled in Leviticus chapter 8, from verse 22 to verse 30.
第一个，他们用这个动物的血。这个摩西用动物 的这个血抹在这个祭司的这个右耳垂上。
First, Moses smeared the blood of the ram onto the priest.
我们请看利未记第八章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 8.
二十三节。
Verse 23. Verse 23, and Moses killed it, and he took some of its blood and put on the tip of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot.
这里提到把这个血抹在三个地方。
It mentioned that Moses put the blood on three different places.
第一个抹在这个右耳垂上。
First on the right ear.
这有一个属灵的意义就是 常常听神的教训，听神的命令。
And this has a spiritual meaning, which is to continue to listen to God's word and God's instruction.
去明白神的旨意，照着神的旨意去做。
And to understand God's will and according to God's will to perform.
我们常常很在意我在做什么。
Sometimes we often focus on what are we doing.
其实神所要的是我们是不是 明白他的旨意，照着他的旨意来做。
But what God really wants is, do we really understand what His will is, and are we doing things according to His will?
那神普遍性的旨意就在这本圣经里头，就在他的教训里头。
And the general idea of God's will is can be seen in this Bible.
所以就是常常去查考圣经，明白圣经。
Therefore, we need to continue to study Bible often and to understand the Bible.
这就是全心全意的在侍奉神。
And this is to serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
那第二个部分就是在右手的大拇指上面也涂上血。
And the second place to put the blood is the right hand.
在属灵的意义来讲，就是我们尽力的去做。
The spiritual meaning of this place is that we put our best in performing this the work.
我们很在意说我做了多少事情。
We often focus on how many things have we performed.
所以我们有时候会跟别人去做比较。
Therefore, sometimes we compare ourselves with the others.
我们很想知道那别人做了什么。
We really want to know how many things other people have performed.
那其实神所要求的是只要我们尽本分。 只要我们尽力。
But what God wants is that we put our best into it.
所以主耶稣曾经称赞这个寡妇的奉献。
Therefore, Jesus complimented the widow's offering.
寡妇只奉献了两个小钱。
The widow offered only two small money.
所以在所有这些奉献的人当中， 可能这个寡妇所奉献的是最少的。
And all the people who offer the widow's offering might be like the least.
但是主耶稣却说他奉献的是最多的。
But Jesus say that her offering is actually the greatest.
在人来看他是最少。
From man's perspective, hers was the least.
但是主耶稣知道这个人他是尽力。
But Jesus knew that this person gave her best.
所以主耶稣称赞寡妇的奉献。
Therefore, Jesus complimented widow's offering.
所以今天我们在服事的事情，在服事的上面呢，我们也是要有这样的精神。
Therefore, in our service today, we need to have this mentality.
那这些使徒所留给我们的榜样也是这个样子。
And the example left for us by the apostle is like this as well.
就像保罗，他尽他的本分，尽他的力量，来走完他的路。
Paul gave his best in walking the journey.
那甚至保罗，他能够为了完成神的工作，来牺牲他的生命。
And Paul actually were willing to sacrifice his life to complete God's work.
这就是尽了他的本分。
And this is to give his best.
那第三个部位就是在这个右脚的大拇指上面也涂上血。
And the third place is the right thumb, right toe.
那这个脚代表着我们的所走的路，我们的行为。
And the The foot represent the path we have walked and our action.
哦，所以就是我们要走在主的道路上面。
And this is to mean that we need to walk on the path of the Lord.
我们请参考耶利米书第七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 7.
耶利米书第七章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 32.
二十三节。
Verse 23. But this is what I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you.
这里下半句话说，行在我所吩咐你的一切道，一切，吩咐的一切道，你就可以得福。
The latter half of the verse says, walk in all the way that I have commanded you, and it may be well with you.
我们每一个人在受洗的时候，我们也都接受了洗浇礼。
Every one of us, after we were baptized, we received the foot washing.
这当中对我们其实有一个很重要的提醒。
And this actually has a good reminder for us.
就是我们这一双被主耶稣洗过的脚要留意着走在这个神所吩咐的一切道上。
It means that this feet that receive Jesus' foot washing will have to walk on the path of the Lord.
所以以上这些都是我们一个来服侍神的人我们也应该去留意的。
So these are the points we have to consider for us who are serving God today.
那在利未记第八章里头说，他们正式开始这些祭司正式开始工作之前呢，有七天他们要住在这个会幕的门口。
And chapter 8 also mentioned that the priest needs to dwell before the door of the tabernacle for 7 days before their offering.
他们这七天没有回到家里，没有回家去。
And these 7 days, they did not return to home.
那这个我们很容易可以去想到说，他们就是在那边很专心的在这个会幕的门口。
And we can imagine that they were very focused at the door of the tabernacle.
我们一个侍奉神的人呢，我们要常常专心的来做神交代我们的工作。
And for us who often serve the Lord, we need to focus on His work.
那在服侍神、专心服侍神的当中，我们也来领受神的恩典。
And when we focus on His work, we are also taking in His grace.
那在这个专心的当中，我们也是在准备自己。
And during this process of focusing on His work, we are also preparing ourselves.
这就是为什么我们最好能够在每一天当中，我们能够分别出一段时间来做灵修。
And this is the reason that we should allot a period of time every day to do spiritual cultivation.
或者在一年当中，我们能够空出几天来参加一些灵修会或者讲习会。
Or we should allot certain number of days each year to participate in sermons and training.
这样子这个帮助我们做服事的工作。
And this will help us in our service for the Lord.
我们请参考箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs verse chapter 23.
箴言二十三章二十六节。
Chapter 23 verse 26. Verse 26. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways.
So. 我们要将这个神说，我儿啊，将你的心归我。
Here it says, my son, give me your heart.
我们能够在侍奉的工作上面啊，能够将我们的心归给神，就是能够专心的啊，专心的来做侍奉的工作。
In our work of service, giving our heart to the Lord means that we focus on His work.
在利未记第八章里头，我们刚才提到第二个重点呢，就是说要让人啊或者一些东西能够成圣。
In chapter 8, the second point we mentioned that man can be consecrated through certain things.
那这个，我们请参考罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章二十二节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 22. Verse 22. But now, having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life.
在这里有一个要求啊，就是要这个成圣。
Here there's a requirement, which is to become holy.
那这个成圣会带来一个功效，带来一个结果，就是永生。
And becoming holy, has a spiritual effect, which is, the everlasting life.
我们服侍神到最后，我们的目标啊，也是要能够得着永生。
We serve the Lord.And at the end, our goal is to receive the everlasting life.
所以在服侍神的过程里头，我们也要要求自己能够成圣。
Therefore, in the process of serving the Lord, we need to think about how to become holy.
所以我们常常说做圣工跟灵修这个是不可分开的。
Therefore, we often mention about doing holy work and spiritually training yourself cannot be separated.
因为我们这个神对我们有这个成圣的要求。
Because God has required us to become holy.
那成圣能够让我们得着永生。
And becoming holy will allow us to receive the everlasting life.
所以在利未记第八章里头。他们要照着神的吩咐来做很多的事情。
Therefore, in Leviticus chapter 8, they need to perform many things according to God's commandment.
目的就是要让他们能够成圣。
And the purpose is to let them become holy.
那今天对我们来讲，什么是成圣呢？
So today, what does becoming holy mean to us?
当然，主耶稣的宝血洁净了我们。
Of course, Jesus' blood cleans us.
那同样的，在生活当中，我们要过着圣洁的生活。
And in our daily life, we need to live a holy life.
那什么叫做过着圣洁的生活？
And what does it mean to live a life of holiness?
第一个就是能够不犯罪。
The first thing is not to sin.
并不是说我们没有犯罪的机会。
It doesn't mean that we don't have chance of committing a sin.
我们是会遇到试探。
We will encounter temptation.
但是我们不进入试探里头。
But we do not enter into temptation.
我们能够不犯罪。
We will not sin.
就好像约瑟他遇见的试探。
It's just like Joseph encountered the temptation.
但是他能够说，我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神呢？
But he could say that I cannot sin against God like this.
所以什么叫做圣洁的生活？
So what does it mean? What does a life of holiness mean?
就是像约瑟这样子，能够胜过试探。
And it will be like Joseph who can triumph over temptation.
能够不犯罪。
And will be able to not sin.
什么叫做过着圣洁的生活？
And what does living a life of holiness mean?
我们知道神的教训是圣洁的。
We know God's word is holy.
神的教训是最有智慧的。
And God's word is full of wisdom.
哦，我们能够跟随神的教训来行事为人，这就是过着圣洁的生活。
If we can do things according to God's word, this is to lead a life of holiness.
哦，就好像在出埃及记十九章，以色列百姓对摩西说：“凡是神所吩咐的，我们都要照着去做。”
It's just like what it is written in Exodus chapter 19. If we do whatever God commands, this is to live a life of holiness.
那再来就是能够胜过生活当中所遭遇到的困苦或者不幸。
And another point is to triumph over the difficulty we encounter in our life.
啊，就好像保罗在他生活当中，他说他曾经有一根刺在他身上。
When Paul mentioned that there was a saw.
一根刺啊 ，thorn.
Oh, there was a thorn in him.
那这成为保罗生活当中的一个苦的事情。
And this became a difficulty in his life.
但是保罗他能够胜过。
But Paul could triumph over it.
主耶稣对他说：“我的恩典够你用。”
And Jesus said to him, "My grace is more than enough for you."
那根刺并没有拿掉。
That thorn was not removed.
但是保罗已经不再因为那个事情而来觉得痛苦苦楚。
But Paul did not. But Paul no longer suffered because of the thorn.
这就是过着圣洁的生活。
And this was leading a life of holiness.
丹尼里在巴比伦的王宫里头。
Daniel in the palace of Babylon.
他能够这个不用王所赐给他的饮食跟饮料。
He could not take in the king's feast and drink.
这就是过着圣洁的生活。
And this was to lead a life of holiness.
在灵性上不断的长进，这就是过着圣洁的生活。
And growing in spirit is to lead a life of holiness.
这些祭司他们在做他们的工作之前，他们要做这些的准备。
Priest needs to perform this preparation before their duty.
因为他们不是在做一般世界上的工作。
Because they are not performing the work that are of the world.
他们要用公义圣洁来侍奉神。
They are to serve the Lord with justice and righteousness.
我们最后看路加福音第一章。
Finally, let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章七十四节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 74. Verse 74. To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear.
七十五节。
75. In holiness and righteousness,before him all the days of our life.
今天我们就是耶稣的宝血将我们从仇敌当中救出来。
Today, the blood of Lord Jesus saved us from our enemies.
就从撒旦的手中被救出来。
And we were delivered from the hand of Satan.
所以接下来呢，这里说我们就可以在他的面前能够坦然无惧。
So here it says that we can be in holiness and righteousness before him.
我们在他的面前，因为我们没有罪，所以在神的面前就没有惧怕。
So we can be without fear in front of him.
那接下来就是用圣洁跟公义来侍奉神。
And then we should serve him with holiness and righteousness.
所以我们如果能够从利未记第八章来得到一些提醒。
And if we can receive some reminder from Leviticus chapter 8.
那我们无论在教会里头，我们是 做任何一个圣工，我们知道我们是被神所看重的。
It doesn't matter which task we are performing in church. We know that we are being emphasized by God.
所以做主的工是一件荣耀喜乐的事情。
Therefore, doing God's work is a task full of joy.
但是我们也需要准备自己，要谨慎。
But we also need to prepare ourselves and be cautious.
就像当时的祭司，他们要准备自己，然后才来做他们的工作。
Just like the priests at that time, they need to prepare themselves first before performing the work.
我们再来唱诗228首。
Let's sing hymn number 228.